Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
So the talk title is The Steps We Take, and because it's action-oriented, and because I used to be a teacher and a math teacher at that as well, there are steps. And math, I know, isn't that amazing? What do you want to teach? My two favorite subjects, math and PE, so that's what I got my degree in. Why not? Right? So I actually put together a sheet, because I know some people take notes, and if I were sitting out there listening to this, I would be taking notes because I'm that anal retentive. I like to have it all down. But I put together a sheet for you so you don't have to take notes. You can just sit there and absorb it. And then after service, I'll have them in the back. You can pick them up if you would like. And welcome those of you from home, too. So I'm excited. You ready for the math lesson for today? Yeah. So I am going to focus, well, in math in that way, on how we can explore our inner landscape, taking stock of where we are, what values we aspire to, and how we can begin to live those values in new and powerful ways. How does that sound? All of this with clear intention as we set a course for personal growth and self-discovery. It sounds like the 60s, right? That kind of time. I remember my parents having all these different books I'm trying to even remember some of those. What color is my parachute, and some of those other ones. Anyway, so through this self-respection, self-introspection, thank you. It's like, whoa, okay, Barb. And reflection, we can gain awareness of our values, our purpose, our passion, allowing us to align our lives with the core aspect of who we are as these spiritual beings walking in this human form. So to live from this space even goes beyond mere contemplation. It's like we actually have to take steps, that we have requirements to actively engage in deciding, choosing, moving forward, to become our authentic selves every day we live. And this isn't a one-and-done thing. Darn it. And yet that's exciting in a way. Instead, it's a lifelong journey. So it's just the journey that we take. It doesn't have to be a one or done, small steps. Ernest Holmes said it this way: the ultimate goal of life does not mean that we shall ever arrive at a spiritual destination where everything remains static and inactive. That which to our present understanding seems an ultimate goal will, when attained, be the starting point for a new and further evolution. Interesting. In essence, what we may perceive as an ultimate goal of our present understanding is merely the beginning of a new and deeper growth of evolution. So there is such joy in that. One of the recommendations for a book for this week, I don't know, do they get book recommendations or is it just us as ministers? Anyway. The book recommendation, and it's on my list so you don't have to write it down, or you can. It's called The Lightmaker's Manifesto, How to Work for Change Without Losing Your Joy. Isn't that a great title? By Karen Walrond, W-A-L-R-O-N-D. I was so excited about the title, The Lightmaker's Manifesto. It just rang true to me that I actually did read it. And I look at that sometimes on the sheet that I get about what today's topic is for all of the CSLs around the country. And I kind of blip through it. I don't really focus. But for some reason the Lightmakers Manifesto just jumped out at me. So I read it, and I decided to incorporate that into already what the topic information was for today. Thus the reason I have a cheat sheet. Because it's a lot of steps, but hopefully it'll all work out for you. So incorporating those ideas into the three main ideas that they share are alignment, intention, and activation. So those are the three main steps. So alignment, then, is a state of being where our values, thoughts, beliefs, and actions seamlessly come together. Seamlessly, because it's not necessarily something we focus on. The process begins by understanding and recognizing the connection between our values and the choices we make. Our values, whether we are aware of them or not, are a guiding principle for each of us that shape our thoughts, beliefs, and ultimately our actions. So values and knowing what they are pretty important. And those all align with our thoughts, beliefs, and actions, and we can create through that the powerful energy of who we are in this world, and it permeates into all aspects of our lives. Alignment not only enhances our own self-awareness and authenticity, but also provides a roadmap for how we navigate the world around us. So as we seek alignment, then our journey becomes more and more transformative. And again, it's not a one and done thing. We keep doing it. We keep growing. The first thing that Karen Waldron suggests to do when we are thinking about alignment is look at what our values are. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever done a values exercise. There are a couple of ideas. One exercise is think or write down three people that you admire. So you just have a list going. They can be alive or dead. They can be real or imaginary, known or unknown. Well, I kind of was thinking about this, and I came up with Oprah, Colin Kaepernick, and Pollyanna. Right? Doesn't everybody have Pollyanna on their list? That or Mickey Mouse, one or the other. So when you write those ideas down, the three people, what is it that you like about them? And you think about that for a little bit. And then with those individuals, then you look at, are there any common patterns or attributes or traits? If you do find some, then those are actually your core values. Now, Oprah, one of the things I love about her, she recently stepped down from being the head of Weight Watchers on their board. Because it would have been, she felt a conflict of interest for the work that she is doing to raise awareness about the disease of obesity. And so I admire her for having a platform and recognizing that some people would say, no, you can't be on the board of this organization and then have all this discussion about obesity and then have people join the organization that you're on. No. She stepped away. And so now she's become this great voice of the obesity, which they said 10 years ago is actually a disease. So she is making people more aware. I mean, all the stuff that Oprah has done, but that's the most recently she's done that. Colin Kaepernick. I'm a sports fan. 49ers are my favorite team. Woo-hoo! Go Niners all the way. Colin Kaepernick was a quarterback for the 49ers at one point. And during some of the shootings of the black men that were occurring a number of years ago, he felt it deep down. And he decided that during the national anthem that he would take a knee. And it wasn't to say, I totally disrespect everything about everybody in this country, on and on and on. It was in respect for those who are less fortunate, those who are disadvantaged. He ended up getting blackballed by the NFL and ended up not getting his contract renewed, and left the NFL. And he still wanted to play, so he was continued to practice. A lot of stories about that, but one of the things that I liked about it, he created an organization called Know Your Right Camp. And it's a free seminar for disadvantaged youth, and they talk about self-empowerment. Again, somebody who has a platform, but taking it to a higher level of not just what happened with him, but moving out into the world, and how can I improve this and put a spotlight on the goodness that can come out of being disadvantaged, possibly. And Pollyanna, non-judgmental, played a happiness game, and was just all in all a great girl. So interesting, the movie Pollyanna was actually filmed in Santa Rosa, where I grew up. And so we would drive by the big mansion a lot and say, that's where Pollyanna fell out of the tree. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know the story, but she broke her back, didn't think she'd walk again. She started to be really sad, but she had pumped up the community with her happy game that they all came, oh, I get goosebumps, that they all came to visit her. And finally, you know, the story always has a good ending. But the happy game, somebody who cared enough, again, about other people in her life, in her community, that she did something to raise the vibration, all three of these individuals. Now, if that type of a values check for you seems too long, which sometimes it can be, other option, which I did too. I went online and looked up values. What are some values? I saw a list of 60 values. And so I narrowed them down to 28. And then with those 28, I kind of combined a few together because they just seemed to go together to me. So close your eyes for just a moment and let me read some of these to you and see if anything resonates in your core. These might be some of your values. Authenticity, compassion, faith, honesty, knowledge, peace, self-respect, adventure, creativity, friendships, humor, love, pleasure, spirituality, balance, curiosity, fun, justice, openness, respect, trustworthiness, beauty, fairness, happiness, kindness, optimism, responsibility, wisdom. Take a deep breath and go ahead and open your eyes. So I took that list and brought it down to 7. Now, as you go through it, it may change. Or you may call it down, or you may say, but Rev Barb, I need more than 7. Okay, have 20, it's fine. The idea is to figure out who I am in this world today. Who did I come to be? What are my values? How do I connect with spirit moving in through and as me? Through my values. And it's an individual thing, one step at a time. So we either do that exercise where you think of people or go online and just look up a bunch of different values. And then start to narrow it down and narrow it down and narrow it down. And eventually, your heart will just open up and connect with those specific values that ring true for you. From the internet, as the world fights to figure everything out, I'll be holding doors open for strangers, letting people cut in front of me in traffic. Okay, maybe not that one. Yeah. Saying good morning. Keeping babies entertained in the grocery line. I totally do that. Stopping to talk to someone who is lonely. Tipping generously. Waving at police. Totally do it. Sharing food. Giving children a thumbs up. being patient with sales clerks, smiling at passerby, and buying a stranger a cup of coffee. Why? Because I will not stand to live in a world where love is invisible. Join me in showing kindness, understanding, and judging less. Be kind to a stranger. Give grace to friends who are having a bad day. Be forgiving of yourself and with yourself. If you can't find kindness, be kindness. Now that really struck me because generosity and kindness are two of my values that I hold dear. Went for a walk recently with two friends. We walk every morning. I even did today already. And we were walking and we came up to a young family. They had two little girls. They're not in kindergarten yet, I'm sure. And they were trying to put together this tiny little fence, like a decorating idea on their property, at the edge of their property, and they had flowers in front of it, and they were putting up, I think it was 11 tines, what are the pickets, and then the two posts. And as we're walking up, they're trying to put it, the husband's putting in a post, and she's trying to hold them before he gets over there to hammer them in, and then they would fall. And I said, "Now you got to get your two little ones." And he said, "Well, we tried, but they already got bored." So they'd been going at it for a little bit. And my two friends and I, we ended up walking by, and I have not quit thinking about that. If I would have been by myself, now I don't think that they would have minded, but I didn't open my mouth and say, "Hey, why don't we stop and help them out?" And it bugged me ever since. I mean, it's up and it's beautiful, but generosity and kindness. And I could have easily stopped and even said, "You guys go up ahead of me and I'll catch up with you." But that's what I'm talking about. Where is it that we are inspired by our own values? And to be able to stop and help them out. I mean, maybe they would have said no if I would have asked, "Would you like some help?" I don't know, but I didn't ask. So the choices that we make from knowing what our values are, which is great. I always tell you it happens right before I come and do a talk. So I got to talk about it and call myself out, because I always do anyway. But that's the idea behind these values, our core values of who am I living here on this planet today. So knowing what our values are helps us to live our lives that speaks to our heart. It helps us to know that we are, as the term Karen uses in her book, light makers, which I'll talk about a little bit further. John Lewis said this, "I believe we are all a spark of the divine, and if that spark is nurtured, it can become a burning flame, an eternal force of light." That's what I'm talking about. So once we become aligned, we know what our values are, have a better idea of what they are, we move from alignment to intention. Intention deeply influence our values. They're seeds from which our thoughts, words, and actions grow. Our values are what guide and shape our intentions by aligning with those aspects of our life that we find most meaningful. With our intentions, and when they are in harmony with our values, they can become a powerful catalyst for creating positive change. So in her book, Karen Walrun states this, after figuring out her values, she says, "Ensure infusion of light-making work with meaning by setting intentions at the start of every day." So this is a subset now. You know, we had alignment with our values and the two types of ways we can figure out our values. Now we have intentions. And one way she suggests is start out your morning with three daily questions when you wake up. First one, what will make me feel healthy today? And she gives examples, walk, drink more water, meditate, knit, and I love this one, a disco nap. Okay, wait a minute, how does that work? You put on the music and you start, so isn't that a cool nap? I'm gonna try one of those naps, I think, coming up. So what will make you feel healthy today? What will make me feel connected today? maybe phoning somebody, sending an email, singing. And then what will give me a sense of purpose today? What can I do to make light? So what will make me feel healthy? What will make me feel more connected? And what will give me more of a sense of purpose? Think about writing those intentions down daily, and you'll be amazed at how more joy-filled your day will be as you move through the day. So now that we're aligned, we have our values, we know some of what our intentions are that help us get through the day, then what do you think we have to do? We have to move. Activation, we have to move. We have to do something to step into it. But the cool thing is once you realize your values and then you set an intention, that's kind of a movement already. So it's already has you started off on the road that's downhill, not uphill, because you've already done the uphill work. So imagine then, the outpicturing of what it is that we want to do is the activation part. Last weekend? It seems like forever ago. I did a quarter marathon walk with my good friend here, Sharon Mead. And I found that the three parts of it were, I had, one of my values is friendship. So I got to have that connection with a friend. And then healthy, walking the 6.5 miles or however. And it was beautiful, so that helped me feel healthy. And it was at Shampooey Park, if anybody's ever been there. And most of the walk was in shade and along the river, and it was gorgeous. It was just gorgeous. So even though that sounds like a long ways, but we got to talk for 2.5 hours. And having that connection, that friendship, that movement, seeing other people, that gives me a sense of purpose of what can I do today in helping Sharon get her personal best. That's what it's about for me. I had such a fun time. And we had so much fun that we signed up for another one on 4th of July. Woohoo! She started out doing, we're going to do a 5K, and I said, well, what about the quarter marathon again? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. We did it once. We could do it again. Why not? If we need to and if we get tired, we know where to turn around now. You know, it's beautiful out there. So adding on to the activities then that you write down for your intentions. Make a love list. Now, this is interesting. This is from Karen's book. She says, start out with actions, current or past, what you do in your time off, any of your hobbies, things that you did as a kid. Write those things down, actions, things that you love to do, flying in a plane, going to the beach, making sandcastles, or as I did as a child, mud pies. And then we get my youngest sister to eat them. It worked every time. I was a little imp when I was young. Not like I am now at all. sidewalk art, hopscotch tag, whatever those things are that you love doing that just floats your boat, you know, write those down. And then think of, why do I enjoy that thing? Why do I enjoy it? An example is, for my family, I have one child you guys have heard about, and then the little 4.5-year-old redhead that's fiery as all get out. Having them come over, and then Nick always cooks because he's a way better cook than I am. He actually did some cooking school stuff. So I get to do the shopping with him and decide what I want, and then he creates this amazing meal, which is like the best ever. And then having people come over and enjoy in that. So it's connecting in friendships. It's raising joy, raising that vibration, which is another core value for me. Look at that list that you've written and see if there are any patterns. Maybe it's dance or music of some kind, but that's definitely something that you want to do more. And then out of that whole list, choose 5 things that light you up. just totally light you up. On Mother's Day, everybody came. It was so interesting. My son said, well, we're going to do it on Saturday. Is that okay with you? Okay. Because they were going to do something with my daughter-in-law's mother the next day. And I said, sure. So he said, well, can I invite Casey and Burdell, friends of mine, who are the ministers who got me into ministry? And they're like his aunts and grandmothers to my 4.5-year-old granddaughter. So they all came over. And I finally figured out how many adults it takes to keep a 4.5-year-old entertained. Takes five. Five. She's great at the table. We had an amazing meal, like beyond amazing meal. Then we all went out to the backyard, and Quinn decided it was time to play hide and seek. Now, it's interesting because my backyard is not very big. It backs up probably from here to the wall, and then beyond that is a green space. In Beaverton, they do a great job with green space. So it looks like I have like this huge green area, and there is a gate that you can go out back. But basically, it's this little area, and then there are two sides on either side of the house. So he picked one of her other grandmas, I'll just say, and said, okay, I'm going to be, and she went and stood in front of a post, and she put her hands over her eyes and counted to 10. And of course, there's not a lot of places to hide, but I think Burdell went around the corner, and Quinn found her, and Quinn said, okay, your turn. So Burdell goes over and puts her hands on Verizon, starts to count to 10. And Quinn goes and stands behind this chair. Now I have, it's a metal frame that has the hook on it, and then the basket so that it sways, so you can sit in the basket. The basket's not touching the ground. So there's, you know, probably, oh, I'm so terrible at measurements, 2 feet that are below the basket that's open. So Quinn goes and stands behind the basket. So you can't see her, but you can see her feet. So Burdell's walking over, looking for Quinn. And as Burdell comes over, Quinn turns the basket, so thinking that she's more hidden. And everywhere Burdell's walking, she's turning the basket. Well, the cool thing about it, my son belly laughed. He could barely, I'm sure he peed his pants. I'm just saying. He was laughing so hard, which made me laugh so hard. Because to see other people having that much joy, and to see my son having that much joy, just increases it even more. At one point, my son grabbed Quinn when it was her turn to hide, picked her up and put her on the other side of the fence. Of course, the fence is up here, so she's trying to see, tippy-toes, see over it. We could see her head bobbing every once in a while. But that's what it's about. The value of love, of family, of friendships, of joy. It all culminated in that one day. And so that's what floats my boat. That's what makes me excited. That's what lights me up. So doing more of that every day. It's through that intentional action that we grow and evolve and expand. And it's all rooted in our values as we align ourselves with the highest aspirations of who we are on the planet at this time in this world. And Catherine, I forgot to ask you about this, but I'm just going to know that you were going to say yes. Online, Catherine had a post that showed the Aurora Borealis and the pictures, because she went to go see it. Where did you go?
Right above Crown Point.
About above Crown Point, okay. And she went to go see it, so she posted these pictures and then came around just the other day with another post that said, somebody I met up there said that these pictures, you know, it's so great, you're just so filled with life and everything, you're going to be on the news, sure enough. And they were. And so I asked Catherine yesterday, I said, what value do you have that got you to that point where she said, do what you love and see what infinite possibilities unfold? So that's what she went in there with, that intention, that action, by being out there in the light and having the picture taken. I said, what value is that? And she said, to seek and see beauty in all things and do what I love passionately. That's what I'm talking about. That's what lights her up. And it lit her up enough that somebody could not keep their camera from her. And then to share that with the world. So we may think, oh, we're sharing our light in with a friend or with a family or with a small group or with a larger group. But we don't know what Spirit has involved for how that's going to be shared beyond. It's about us living our lives, living our intention. You all did it. You might not consciously have done it, but you all were part of it, selecting a minister. Wasn't it the same exact thing? First, you had to align to what are the your personal values. What are the values of the church community? Set the intention to have the best and the highest individual come forth, and then action, putting it out there into the universe. And Bridget, Reverend Bridget, is what happened. Yes, exactly. When you did all of that, when you aligned, when you intended, and when you decided to act, you did it already. It may seem like a lot of steps, but you only can take one step at a time. Literally, you can only take one step at a time in this physical body. So you can do it. I trust each of you that you can do it. Baby steps. Baby steps. So I'm going to close with this poem today from, as you all know, my 14th century favorite poet, Sufi poet Hafiz. He's so filled with joy. Ugh. I sometimes forget that I was created for joy. My mind is too busy. My heart is too heavy for me to remember that I have been called to dance, the sacred dance of life. I was created to smile, to love, to be lifted up and lift up others. Oh, sacred one, untangle my feet from all that ensnares. Free my soul that we might dance and that our dancing might be contagious. Isn't that great? So let's each one of us take a step then, just one step at a time, to become the light potential that we've been created to be here today. One step, one step. Blessing. Thank you. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org. and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.